Well, good afternoon and welcome everyone to Ralph Engelstad Arena in Thief River Falls. Section 8AA wrestling about to get underway. Actually, it is underway. Some pigtail matches going on right now. One of them is final. Number 9 seed Fergus Falls over 8 seed Park Rapids. 36-31, Fergus advances. They'll take on top seeded Perham shortly. Next round of action scheduled to get started at 12:30. There is one other match going on right now, and that is 7th seed United Clay Becker against number 10 Sox Center Melrose. United Clay right now up 31-16, and they are wrestling at 195 pounds. So 8A and 8AA, 8 mats down on this arena floor. It's a hockey arena here. Ralph Engelstad Arena in Thief River Falls. Piers will be on mat number 2, and their opponent will be the road crew of Pequot Lakes Pine River Bacchus, a team the Pioneers hosted in a quad prior to Christmas. Pioneers won that one 51-21. That was December 21st. Their potential second-round opponent in the semis was there that night as well, Detroit Lakes. They're the number 2 seed here. DL will face the winner of this pigtail match. This is wrapping up United Clay Becker and Sox Center Melrose. The 1 seed Perham Fergus Falls. That's one quarter. The 4-5 matchup is 4th seed Thief River Falls, 5th seed Dilworth Glendon Felton. Then the 3-6 matchup is Piers Pequot Lakes with number 2 DL awaiting the UCB Sox Center Melrose matchup. And then over in Class A, Frazee is the 1 seed. They will get Manoman Wobbin, the 8 seed. Also in their half of the bracket, 4th seeded Crookston takes on number 5 Roseau. Number 6 United North Central against number 3 Faustin Bagley. And the number 2 seeded Gators of Badger Greenbush Middle River, they're taking on number 7 Fertile Beltrami, John Peterson's hometown. So the Pioneers, they have weighed in, they have eaten, put some fluids in their body, they have warmed up, and now they are lounging, to put it mildly, guys kind of just resting their head on an arm as they lay down and watch the end of this match, and then they'll get ready to face Pequot Lakes Pine River Bacchus. A much different lineup than the Pioneers put on the mats prior to Christmas. It'll be an interesting day, to say the least, here in Thief River Falls. More on the pre-match coming up as the Pioneers make their first ever journey into Class AA wrestling after winning Section 7A year after year. They are now in 8AA and getting ready to go very shortly. Looks like one or two more matches. I don't know if there's a forfeit coming up here or not, but not a lot of time left in this United Clay Becker Sox Center Melrose duel. They're on the mat that Piers will be wrestling on in their quarterfinal. Of course, everybody's geared to get to the state tournament at the XL Energy Center starting the 1st of March. Several sections decided last night. The big news is that Apple Valley will not be back for the first time in 35 years. Apple Valley does not win their section. They get beat by Shakopee last night. We're going to run through the results from last night and the other sections that'll be decided today. It's teams fill the brackets in the three classes, A, AA, AAA, to head down to St. Paul and the XL Energy Center individual tournament next weekend, Friday, Saturday, in Holly for 8AA. So we'll visit as well with head coach Skip Toops coming up as we are moments away from getting started. Piers Pequot Lakes Pine River Bacchus on deck.
Piers Freedom Fest is back in 2018 for their 6th annual music festival, headlined by Montgomery Gentry. Also featuring the Fabulous Armadillos, Confederate Railroad, and platinum-selling group Lone Star. Bears Freedom Fest is Saturday, July 14th at the Janola Ball Fields. General admission tickets are on sale now for just $40. And a limited number of VIP tickets are available for just $125. For more ticket and concert information, head to PierceFreedomFest.com.
Hi, I'm Dave Fisher with RE/MAX Central, reminding you that I can handle all of your real estate needs, whether it be residential property, commercial property, lakeshore property, or hunting land. Whether you're buying or selling, I will get the job done for you. Give me, Dave Fisher, a call at 320-232-7771 or check out my website at www.davefisher.com. Let me work for you 24/7, 365.
Hello, Pierce fans. This is Sam Winchard. We'd like to take this time to thank all our supporters, which allows this event to be broadcasted. We have quality programs in our high school, and because of the support of our community and businesses, the quality of our programs will continue at a high level of performance and respect. We appreciate your continuing efforts in helping Pierce High School be the best. As the winter sports seasons are coming to a close, we wish the teams good luck the rest of the way in the playoffs as they continue their quest for a state title. Also, good luck to the BPA members at state, the FFA teams at state, and the band and choirs at their sectionals. Congratulations to the robotic and dance teams on their seasons. Get involved in Pierce athletics, music, and activities.
Back at Thief River Falls, it is final now. United Clay Becker has beaten Sauk Center Melrose 37-25. So UCB will face number 2 DL very shortly. And they will begin calling the teams to the mat here to begin our quarterfinal round. I visited with head coach Skip Toops in the bleachers before the action got underway as we watched some of these pigtail matches. Let's check in with Coach Skip Toops, his thoughts about today's matchups here in Thief River Falls. Joining me is Skip Toops, head coach of the Pierce Pioneers. And, Coach, you brought the team way up north here to Thief River Falls. 8AA quarterfinal match, Pequot Lakes Pine River back as a team you're familiar with from earlier this season.
Yeah, you know, Pequot, they're a good team and they're a well-coached team. And, you know, they come to wrestle. So we're excited to start it off, you know, three seed versus six seed. But when you get in the postseason, seeds don't really matter. You got to come to wrestle, and our guys are here to wrestle.
Much different team than when both Detroit Lakes were down to our place with Pequot Lakes that day, and then also when we saw Perham and Frazee.
Yeah, you know, we got a lot more of our guys back in lineup from whether it was injuries or working their way back into the wrestling season, stuff like that. And, you know, we like where we're at. You know, we're as healthy as we're going to be all year long. We got our team positioned where we need to position, and now we just got to go and wrestle.
I would imagine all the physical preparation has been done, but how do you tune these guys up that extra notch mentally?
Yeah, you know, you focus on what you can control, you know, and when you go out on the mat, you know, you can control your attitude, you can control your effort, you can control your fight. You know, we prepared them the best we possibly can physically. You know, we've gone over mental stuff, and we've talked about how we approach this and the opportunity that they have today. You know, you do the best you can as a coach to give them a peak at the right time, and I think we're where we need to be.
Coach, good luck here today.
Thank you all very right. much.
Skip Toops, coach of the Pioneers, on the pregame here on You Are There Sports.
We've all been there and know the feeling. You've dropped your phone, the screen is face down, and you just hope that when you pick it up and flip it over, the screen isn't shattered. If you are one of the unlucky ones with a cracked screen, let me fix it. Hi, this is Nate, one of the Fix-It techs at Design Electronics Radio Shack. I, along with my coworker Rob, can fix your iPhone, iPad, Samsung, or Motorola screens. Plus, we also repair earpieces, charging ports, microphones, and more. For life's phone accidents, let us fix them at Design Electronics Radio Shack on the east side.
Hey everyone, Jason Sedlovsky here from Sunrise Ag Co-op. Since February is Valentine's Month, Sunrise Ag has decided to show some love with three great deals. We have 3% off all ag bags, 10% off gates and fencing, and great discounts on all Vernic attachments, but all items must be purchased in February. Also, don't forget the St. Cloud Farm Show is February 27th through March 1st, so stop and see us at booth 714. For more information, check us out on the web at www.sunriseagcoop.com. Thank you, farmers, for everything you do, and go Pioneers!
Check Auto Body takes great pride and pays extra attention to every detail to return your vehicle back to you in pre-accident condition, and their repair work comes with a lifetime warranty. Check Auto Body offers collision repair with free repair quotes, 24-hour towing, and auto sales. See them online at checkautobody.com or give them a call at 468-6677. Jeff and his staff's attention to detail and craftsmanship has built trust in the community. Check Auto Body is a proud supporter of the Pierce Pioneers.
At Schomer Insurance, you can get the coverage you know you need now from people you know will be there for you when you need them most. We grow trust locally and provide local service at its best. Whatever the far-off future holds, we'll always be nearby. Trust in tomorrow. Contact Howie Schomer, your local Grinnell Mutual agent, at Schomer Insurance today.
Phelan Meats and Pierce says, good luck, Pioneers. Phelan Meats is a full-service wild game processor with whole animal processing, sausage making, seasoning, and supplies with the highest quality and affordable service. A truly full-service meat market. See their flyer at phelan-meats.com for weekly specials and stop in on Main Street and Pierce to view their wide range of high-quality products and hard-to-find items and find out about processing, party planning, and why not pick up a gift certificate or two. Open Monday through Saturday. Give them a call at 468-6666 or visit them on Facebook. Phelan Meets a Peer, supporting the Pierce Pioneers.
We're back in Thief River Falls at Ralph Engelstad Arena. Captains, coaches, and referees are meeting on mat two to have the flip. There's the flip. It is Pequot Lakes winning the flip, it looks like, from up here. We are high above the floor. Press box, mezzanine area above Ralph Engelstad Arena. This is 8AA and 8A, all contested in one venue here today. In Class A, semifinals going on today. Your semifinals are defending state champ Zumbrota Mazepa against 4-seed Caledonia, number 3-seed Chatfield against number 2 Goodhue. The semis in Section 2A, number 1-seed Kenyon Wanamingo against number 5 Medford, and number 3 Blue Earth Area is taking on number 2 Maple River. The semis in Section 3, top seed Minneota against 5th seed Jackson County Central, and number 2 Tracy Milroy Ballaton, Westbrook Walnut Grove, taking on 3rd seed Canby. Last night in Section 4, the ACGC Falcons punched their ticket to state. They beat Sibley East 28-25. The Wolves of Long Prairie, Griegel, Browerville are headed to the XL Energy Center. They win Section 5 over 3rd seed Kirkhoven Murdoch Sunberg last night 42-15. Second seed Otter Tail Central is the Section 6 champion. They beat number 1 West Central Area 30-27. Section 7, the Pioneers Old Section, is being contested today. Number 1 seed is Black Duck Cass Lake Bina. Aiken is number 2. Royalton Upsala is the 3rd seed. Deer River the 4 seed. And to our left here at Engelstad Arena, number 1 seed is Frazee. Number 2, Badger Greenbush Middle River. Austin Bagley is seeded 3rd. Crookston is seeded 4th. Trevor Redunds is out on the mat. He'll go at 106. They run this like the state tournament. They put color-coded numbers, and they don't make any public announcements, so you got to have your roster there. And we're underway here in Thief River Falls as Redunds and trying to see the number here. This looks like it is Riley Wilson for the road crew of Pequot Lakes, Pine River Bacchus. And the first scramble here, Redunds. And he is trying to come out on top of this as he and Wilson go at it here near the edge. Wilson with a little bit of a headlock on the side, and they're out of bounds. No points awarded. Ken Pierce won this matchup at a quad in Pierce on December 21st, 51-21. A lot has changed since then. We know what has happened with the Pierce lineup. It has filled out after open spots for a good portion of the year. And Pequot Lakes, Pine River, Bacchus, I'm sure they've improved as well. No points yet. Minute gone by. Shot in on the single here by Trevor. Trying to drive forward in on the hips, trying to elevate. Wilson over the back. Now Wilson trying to turn the corner here and get two. And he does. 2-0. Wilson gets the first points. So Riley Wilson of Pequot Lakes Pine River backs looks like he wants to throw a near side cradle here on Trevor. Reaches up under the chin. He's got the near leg in that near cradle. 30 seconds left. Tilts it back, and he's getting a count. Trevor rolls off and brings Wilson with him, and he gets awarded two near fall. So, 4-0, Wilson over Redunds. £106 here. Trevor tries to sit out of this on the start, switch into a Granby if he can hit that. Wilson blocked it. Hooks the leg, left hip here of Trevor Redunds. Trevor again rolls. Wilson stays right in behind. Trevor right down on the mat. 5 seconds, short time as the towel tapper comes out. Crossface in on Trevor, and that'll end the period with a 4-0 lead for Riley Wilson of Pequot Lakes, Pine River Bacchus over Trevor Redunds of Piers. Trevor defers choice. Wilson says, I want to go on my feet here. We're watching the mat that is across from us. There are 8 mats on the floor. Yes, Wilson and Redunds end up going out of bounds quickly on the start. Back to the middle. Quick shot in by Wilson. He really got in quick there on the knee of Trevor. Trevor reaches back for the ankle now. He's over the back of Wilson. Early second, 4-0. Now Trevor trying to advance his positioning around. If he comes out of this, Trevor able to get 2 on a reverse, and he's going to pick up a 2 count to tie this match, and he might tighten it up even further. Redunds with Wilson bridging up. Redunds trying to sit down on this. Redunds with the big reversal, and there's the slap of the mat, and Redunds starts things with an explosive fall in the second period. 1:17 of the second. Trevor Redunds has put in Piers up 6-0.
This is Dave Rushlow from the Piers Fire Department. Did you know that more than 4,000 Americans died in home fires last year? In most cases, the home did not have a working smoke alarm. A sounding smoke alarm gives you the extra seconds you need to get out of your home alive. Install and maintain a smoke alarm on every level of your home, replace the battery every year, and check it every 6 months is a simple way to help keep you and your family better protected 24/7. This message is brought to you by the Pierce Fire Department, and you are their sports.
Munson Masonry LLC stands behind the Piers Pioneers all the way, with 30 years of experience in dealing with home foundations, additions, and farm projects. Munson Masonry LLC, covering central Minnesota from Brainerd to Becker, providing free bids, quotes, and estimates. Munson Masonry prides itself in providing the highest quality and accuracy. To get started, contact Ronnie today at 320-248-0377. That's 320-248-0377. Munson Masonry LLC, proudly cheering on the Pierce Pioneers.
Brandon Funk coming out at 113 against Evan Coring of Pequot Lakes, Pine River Bacchus, and a quick takedown here by Brandon. So he's up 2-0 early in his match already. A Trevor Redunds second period fall. It's 6-0 Piers. Trevor was down 4-0, reversed, and took Wilson to his back and stuck him right in the Prowler logo, which looks like a mountain lion, I guess, of Prowler. As Brandon Funk on the left hip has a wing in on the left side. Bumps him forward. This is Evan Coring of Pequot Lakes, Pine River Bacchus. Ross Bozer will go next for the Pioneers. He weighed in at 120 today. Here's Coring able to stand and spin, but they tumble out of bounds right at the feet of the referee over there. I'm looking directly down the tunnel where the hockey locker rooms would be, so I can see where the guys are loosening up outside of the view of the crowd here. They're underneath the grandstand. We're getting a good look at the guys limbering up, getting ready for their next matches. Evan Whitala, Clint Poster down there, assistant coaches, making sure everybody's ready to go when they need to be. Funk with a 2-0 lead, 25 seconds left in his opening period here against Evan Coring of Pequot Lakes, Pine River Bacchus. All the other matches in the quarters are underway as well. The winner of the Piers-Pequot match gets Detroit Lakes. I think that's pretty much a foregone conclusion. As the final 4 seconds coming off the clock here, as Funk will lead 2-0 after one. Piers is red on the scoreboard. And Coring's going to defer. He's wearing that face guard, so obviously some kind of injury to an eye or a nose. And Brandon Funk starts in the down position here. Press row up here above the arena floor at Ralph Engelstad Arena in Thief River Falls. About a 3-hour and 25-minute drive this morning. Right now, Coring working on the right arm. Brandon sprawling forward now. Coring trying to get a cross face locked up, but can't. Brandon pushing that arm away. 1:35 to go. Another cross face in. Brandon coming up to almost a kneeling position. Now his elbow's braced up. Trying to pull that right wrist of Coring underneath his chest. And we get a stalemate by the referee with 1:19 to go. 1AA will be interesting. Number one, Casson Manorville. Number two, Simley. They are 1-2 in the state, let alone in their section. One of those teams is not going to St. Paul. Here's Funk trying to stand, and they stop it for potentially dangerous as Coring had left his feet. So Brandon will go back down on the mat here. Quick restart. 70 seconds to go. Brandon able to stand. Sag back down to the mat as Coring throws both legs in across the back, but he's awful high. Brandon's going to take advantage of that. Get that head out, Brandon, and get two. It's almost there. Skip Toops right in the name, right in the ear of Brandon Funk, able to shout instructions, and there they are off. Did they give the points? Yeah, they gave Brandon an escape. They gave Brandon an escape, so it should be 3-0. Yeah, there's the point up. 3-0, Funk. Starting on their feet, Coring took a shot. Wasn't really sold on it, though, as he kind of tentatively reached. Brandon easily blocked it. Now 33. There's a trip by Coring try. Brandon able to elude that, and they go out of bounds. Brandon readjusts the headgear. 2AA semis. Number one seed Scott West. Number two is Delano. That's being contested today. The 3AA semifinals as well. Marshall and Farmington. Martin County West are the two favorites there. I would think that Fairmont would be considered the favorite to come out of Section 3. Section 4, South St. Paul is the favorite. Monomedi, the two seed. Funk reaching down on a single now, and they're out of bounds right in front of the garbage can over there with 2 seconds left. Late second period. One more whistle, and 3-0 after two for Brandon Funk. 5AA, Totino Grace is the one seed, Fridley the two seed. Foley is the one seed in Section 6. They're wrestling at Apollo today. Second seed Litch, third seed Big Lake, fourth seed Becker. The only section that was determined last night in AA was 7. That was Grand Rapids beating Mora 45-25. Underway in the third now. 3-0 lead for Brandon Funk. Piers up 6-0 after a Trevor Redun second period fall over Riley Wilson to start the day. Brandon has that right leg and forced to give it up as the referee calls stalemate with a minute 35 remaining. Pioneers team is seated in the first two rows of the arena seats while the road crew is down on the mat in folding chairs. Coring straddling the back here of Brandon Funk, pushing down on the head. Brandon up 3-0 here with 75 seconds left. Switches off now. Looks to maybe think about a far side cradle on Brandon. Brandon sucks that left arm of Coring underneath his chest. Now pulls that free. Coring yanks it away. Now jumps over to the right side and throws a cross face in. Under a minute to go. Brandon hasn't done much underneath, but he's got the 3-0 lead. He hasn't been turned at all, even come close to it now, as Coring still trying to work off to the right side, but Funk with 35 seconds left, sitting back into a near Granby, and the referee stopped it just as Brandon got his momentum rolling. So they stop action on a stalemate call, and just 36 seconds left in the match. Coring goes on the attack again, blocked on a cradle try as Funk felt that coming, pushed the arm away from underneath. 22 seconds left. There's a stall called on Brandon. Funk gets a stall warning, but it's late enough in the match that it's not going to do him, I think, any damage. 10 seconds left. Funk now able to stand and elevate on Coring. And he might be able to score late here and get a reversal, and he got a count. He's going to turn that into, I think, a reversal and two near fall right at the end. And that makes it a 7-0 win for Brandon Funk. So Funk adds 3 team points, and the Pioneers now lead 9-0.
If you're in the market for a vehicle, I want to personally recommend Upsala Motors in Upsala. They made purchasing my new vehicle a great experience, and I know I'll be going back to them for service and repair. Upsala Motors Incorporated is family-owned sales and service dealership since 1964. Their service department is equipped with the latest technology, and numerous repeat customers are a testament to the value they place on customer service. With a 90-day bumper-to-bumper warranty and a 365-day powertrain warranty on most vehicles, they don't just want your business today, they want you to come back in the future as well. Check them out online at UpsalaMotors.com. And when you look at their inventory on the lot or online and don't see what you're looking for, trust me, the staff at Upsala Motors will search far and wide to find the vehicle that's just right for you. Call Upsala Motors at 573-2576 to set up an appointment or to schedule a test drive. A staff dedicated to make sure you're satisfied. I know I am. That's Upsala Motors in Upsala. Dr. Herb Jutton from Rich Prairie Chiropractic Center has been in practice for 30 years, treating sports and non-sports injuries alike. His goal is to help your body heal itself without relying on drugs or surgery. Chiropractic care can help you regain full range of motion, improve physical performance, and reduce the likelihood of future injuries and health issues. Pain is a warning signal. Don't ignore it. If you or someone you love is suffering, there is hope. Call today to see if you are a chiropractic candidate. 320-468-2221. When my spine is in line, I feel fine.
Back at Ralph Engelstad Arena, Jake Andries receives a forfeit at 120. So it's 15-0 now with Ross Bozer out there wrestling at 126 pounds against Connor Tulinchek of Pequot Lakes Pine River Bacchus. Tulinchek, a fine record of 20-5. He is an eighth grader. Got the takedown and then cut Ross loose. Ross, a freshman, 19-15, has had a nice year. This is probably as heavy as Ross has wrestled this year, 126. 2-1 lead for Tulinchek. Piers leading 15-0, a fall for Trevor Reduns. 7-0 win for Brandon Funk. And a forfeit win for Jake Andries. Here's Tulinchek on a tilt, and he got 2. He's up 4-1 now, and they're off the mat. Thief River Falls and Dilworth, Glendon, Felton going on it. At it right in front of us. That's the 4-5 seed match. Ross trying to stand, get his hands freed. Trying to twist away, but lifted up by Tulinchek. And Tulinchek dumps him out of bounds, and oh, they gave a point to Ross on the toss out of bounds there. They should have. It should be 4-2. Now the point goes up. Tulinchek lifted Ross and just kind of tossed him. when they were out of bounds. And I think that's what the call was, why the penalty point went up. As the period ends, 4-2 Tylinchek over Bozer after a period. So Tylinchek will start in a riding position here. Bozer goes down, knees and palms to the mat. Perm is the top seed. Detroit Lakes the 2 seed. Piers the 3 seed as Ross gets broken down. Tylinchek riding here. Got the leg hooked. Off to the right side. Ross leaning back. Got his arm inside the thigh now, so he's reaching back, but Tylinchek too long, able to stretch away from Ross. Ross still now, he's a little more secure on that knee. Now he's got both hands behind the knee. Tylinchek right draped over his back. Ross still in on the right leg of Connor Tylinchek of Pequot Lakes Pine River Bacchus. Stalemate. Stalemate called. So Bolzer goes back to the middle. Coach Toops and Coach Zajac seated in the chairs mat side for the Pioneers. Ross momentarily able to stand, but brought back down to the mat by Tylinchek. This is 126-pound weight class. Perm, the defending section champs up here in 8AA. We saw them at the Les Kircher duels in Frazee. We saw Pequot Lakes, Pine River Bacchus, and Detroit Lakes in Piers just before Christmas. Mora was there that night as well. 35 seconds left. Ross trying to pull that right arm of Tylinchek away from him. Tylinchek still spinning Ross around. Ross reaches back. Now Ross might have a Gramby, but nope. Tylinchek driving forward now. Tylinchek just trying to overpower Ross upper body wise. Ross holding on to that right leg though. Good job, Ross. Hanging in there here. He's going to take it into the third in a 4-2 match. Here's the period. 4-2 Connor Tylinchek over Ross Bozer after two periods. And Ross will be riding here. See if we can turn him out of this. Oh, it's warm in here. Not a lot of people here either. I'm surprised that the crowd is not bigger. Tylinchek able to reverse quickly out of that. So it's 6-2 now for Connor Tylinchek. Pioneers see if they go with Riley Hoskins next. So Ross brings his knees up now. Driven forward. They're right in the middle of the mat. They've spent the majority of this whole entire match within that inner blue circle. Kind of rare to see. A lot of times guys tend to stray to the outer edges. They've been right in the middle for almost the entire so far. 5 minutes of the sixth. Down to 105 to go. Ross on his knees and elbows, but a little butcher in here by Tylinchek. That arm of Ross underneath Ross's chest, and Tylinchek tries to thread that through and turn, and now Ross sits. 50 seconds left. 6-2 lead for Connor Tylinchek. Road crew trying to get on the board here. I think referee dropped down to a knee, said something to Ross. I'm not sure it wasn't a stall warning. He didn't indicate that at all, but 28 seconds left. Here comes a cradle here. Tylinchek's got a cradle in. Tylinchek looking for bonus points here. Tylinchek is going to turn this at least into a major. Ross has got to try and hold on here. Short time for Ross, and Tylinchek slaps the mat. He was frustrated he didn't finish that. Ross able to get back to his belly and hang on. And Tylinchek will win And it is a win for Tulincheck, but Bozer goes the distance, gets a pat on the back from head coach Skip Toops as he heads off the mat. It's a 9-2 win for Tulincheck and a 15-3 team score in Thief River Falls.
The Hennekin Insurance Agency makes you a promise, and that promise is to find the right coverage at the right price for you in Minnesota. They're an independent insurance agency located in Brainerd, Little Falls, and Pine River, representing more than 60 insurance companies. Their local teams can handle just about any type of insurance need, and they're capable of finding the best rates for you in Central Minnesota. They've been serving Central Minnesota for over 30 years and are active in their communities, from Brainerd to Pine River and Little Falls, and experience the same challenges that you do. So, they understand your insurance needs. Look them up online at HennekinInsurance.com or give Chris, Matt, Eric, or Riney a call. That's Hennekin Insurance Agency saying go Pioneers.
Riley Hoskins for Piers, Addison Harrington for Pequot Lakes, and Riley's in some trouble in a cradle. He got caught awful early here. And Addison Harrington trying to lock up a fall for the road crew. Nope. Still has the cradle. He turns it over at a different angle. And there's the fall for Harrington. It comes at 107 of the first. A fall for Addison Harrington. And that makes the score Piers 15. Pequot Lakes, Pine River, Bacchus, 9, headed to 138.
Hi, this is Brenda from The Clothesline in Piers. Are you looking for a unique gift for an upcoming wedding or shower? Are you welcoming a new baby into your family? Maybe you need help selecting something for that one person who means a lot to you. The Clothesline in Piers can help. I invite you to check out our ever-changing selections. We have beautiful things for your home and one-of-a-kind pieces to accent your walls or tables. Still not sure what to get? Gift certificates from The Clothesline are the answer. Let us help you out in choosing that unique gift. Stop in and browse at The Clothesline on Main.
All right, now Austin Reduns takes all of 15 seconds to win by fall. Wow, we barely came back, and Austin had his cradle in. That ended in 15 seconds for Austin Reduns. We don't even have the identity of that wrestler. They didn't get out to turn the number over. That's how fast that happened. So Piers gets those six back. After a fall for Pequot Lakes at 132, Reduns wastes no time. And it's 21-9 with Brandon Tamala stepping onto the mat. 15 seconds of work. So Tamala's 145-pound match is underway, and he's quickly in on a ankle. He's got the right ankle, whizzing out there his opponent. As we see, the number is number 10. That would be Harley Large, junior with a 22-18 record. No points yet. Large able to get that whizzer to work and get that ankle free. Now he shoots, and Brandon with a block. Shoulder to shoulder, and they're out of bounds. Piers 21, Pequot Lakes, Pine River, Bacchus 9 in the quarters. Both guys shoot, and they're draped over, Large over Brandon's back. They rumble and tumble here. Brandon still in on the knee. Large with the Tamala left ankle. Brandon trying to turn here to the corner. Get an angle here on Large. Now Brandon able to twist those hips and get two on the edge and out of bounds. So Tamala scores with 57 seconds left in the first to go up 2-0 on Harley Large of Pequot Lakes, Pine River, Bacchus. Back-to-back falls in less than a minute. This match moves quickly to the midway point already. So Tamala's scoring here on the edge takedown. He goes to work on a wing left arm of Harley Large. Brandon sporting a 21-11 record this year. So both these guys, 20-plus wins. Tamala's scoring on the takedown here. 30 seconds to go. Two zip for Brandon. the junior. Right hip side, now jumps left side. 20 to go. Throws his right arm underneath the waist and tries to pull that over into a tilt. Doesn't work. Large able to face. Brandon elevates. He's got that left leg up. Returns him to the mat. Drives in on the hips. Takes all the base away from Harley Large. That'll end the period. Towel tapper out. 2-0 Tamala after 2 minutes of wrestling here at 145. And Large is going to be in the down position. They are green on the scoreboard and the green wristband by the referee. Tamala gets on board. Clean start. It's like Tamala wants to go after the Turk. Large trying to sit out of that. Pull those legs free. Not allowing Brandon to get that leg in and take the base away. Large kneeling right in the middle. Right hand now down. Brandon might have a cradle here. Nope, almost. Large almost brought himself into a inviting cradle position. He brought his legs up, made himself awful small, and Brandon almost locked that up. Minute 20 to go. Still a 2-0 lead. There's the tilt by Tamal, and they roll through. Large rolling and now standing. And does he get an escape? They're out. No. Referee says Brandon never lost control. Brandon from up here looks to be quite a bit taller than Harley Large. Harley would be thicker of the two. And there's a start. We can't hear whistles up here either. If we do hear a whistle, we're not sure it's on the mat that we're watching. There's eight matches going on right now. Just like there will be in St. Paul in 2 weeks. Brandon grabbing that right ankle, pinning it up behind the left knee of Large. Now he's got the leg in on the start of the Turk. Nope. Came slipping out. Large able to avoid that. Brandon still, though, good ride here. Now he's got it. This is as close as he's come to really locking up the Turk. 37 seconds left. He's working on the crossface part of the move now. Trying to crank that over. Referee down to a knee to look. Brandon puts his wrist or his hand right down on the foot of Large to pin that to the mat. Elevates the opposite leg with his own leg. And now the count goes to a two. So Brandon will get two near fall out of the Turk. And there they go. So it's 4-0 for Brandon Tamala. Just got enough for a two count. Piers leading Pequot Lakes 21-9 here. We're wrestling at 145. Midway through, a 15-second fall by Austin Redunds. And we get a stoppage, and we will restart with 5 seconds left. And then looks like we'll go to the third as Harley Large tried to stand, and hanging on is Tamala, and that ends the period. Tamala up 4-0 after two periods over Pequot Lakes Pine River Bacchus's Harley Large. Now Brandon starting in the down position. Large grabs that ankle, drives forward. He's got the legs split. Trying to wing that right arm of Tamala back and turn it over. Brandon gets back to his base, though. 15 seconds into the third period here in Thief River Falls. My first ever visit to this community. Tamala grabbing that ankle, defending from underneath. Minute and a half to go. Now Tamala. Brandon's coming around. Brandon, if this keeps going, it's kind of at a glacial pace, but he spins, and now he's got it. Tamala reverses for two, and he goes right back into the Turk. So it's 6-0 now for Tamala. Hasn't got the crossface quite turned yet. Large is on his left side. Referee down, got a one count. Now restarts the count, and there's points. And he's going to max out. There's the three near fall in the bank with under a minute to go. Tamala now, can he reach up and sink down on this? He bumps forward. 45 sound. Large got back to his belly. So the three near fall should go up now. They haven't yet. There's the three. So So it's 9-0 now. It's into a major for Brandon Tomala on the three near fall there. With under 30 seconds remaining in his match. Tomala trying to bump up the Pioneer team lead here. Brandon working on a cradle now as he stays aggressive here. 15 seconds left for Tomala and Large. He's got him turned over, and he got a one count. Tall Tapper comes out as we drop down to 5 seconds left, and Tomala is going to win this one by major decision. It's a 9-0 final for Brandon Tomala. That's worth 4 points on the team ledger. Pioneers now lead Pequod Lakes Pine River Bacchus 25-9.
Hi, I'm Cadence Tice.
And I am Briar Rentz.
We are fifth graders at Holy Trinity School in Pierce.
Are you looking for a quality Catholic education for your children? Are you looking for a school that can provide small class sizes and high levels of academic growth? Are you looking for a school that can provide a solid faith and moral foundation for your children? Holy Trinity is that school.
The top 5 reasons parents choose Holy Trinity School are growth in faith, family values reinforced at school, small class size, teacher-child relationship, and challenging academic program. For more information on Holy Trinity Catholic School in Pierce, visit our website or Facebook page or call 468-6446.
All right, Alex Barclay out next against a tough one for Pequot Lakes Pine River Bacchus. This is Peter Coring at 152. Coring is a senior, 35-5. Barclay, sophomore, 6-16. Quick takedown for Coring and Nearfall. So he's up 4-0 with a minute 10 to go in the first period. Piers leads Pequot Lakes Pine River Bacchus 25-9. Coring goes to work on a cradle as Barclay tries to make himself unavailable to that, but Coring getting closer to going to the far side cradle here in the middle of the mat. 50 seconds left, first period. Now he switches to the near side. And here it comes. He tilts it over. Alex on his back, trying to squirm, but Coring with the pin for Pequot Lakes. With 40 seconds left in the first, Peter Coring puts 6 on the board. And the Pioneer lead now is 25-15 over the Road Crew.
When you think landscaping, think Scotty's. Full-service landscaping. Options for unique edging with concrete curbing installation, shoreline repair, paver patios, retaining walls, plant design, seed and sod installation, plus much more. Scotty's also provides turf management, including fertilizing, spraying, compaction care, and more. Ask about year-round maintenance. Yes, for all your landscaping needs, one name to remember, Scotty's Landscapes. On the web at thinkscotties.com. That's thinkscotties.com.
Reese Kapsner out there now, and for the Road Crew, it's Tim Ryan, sophomore at 10-11, so you would think that this would be big chance here for Reese to get those back that Peter Coring just picked up for Pequot Lakes. It's Pierce 25, Pequot Lakes, Pine River Bacchus 15. There's a stalemate. Minute 23 to go in the first. Trevor Redunds wins by fall. Brandon Funk wins 7-0. Jake Andries gets a forfeit. And Austin Redunds won by fall. Brandon Tomala won a 9-0 major. Those are the Piers' wins so far to build their 25-15 lead over the Road Crew. On their feet, down to a minute 5 with no points scored yet between Tim Ryan and Reese Kapsner. Road Crew are, look like they are a navy singlet with blue and white pinstripes. Reese went after a quick ankle, couldn't quite secure it. Ryan, bright red hair. Reese and Ryan lock up. Reese pushing into Ryan. Ryan's heels out near the outer edge. They go counterclockwise now, and they push each other away and rethink their position. There's Ryan shooting in, trying to get in deep, and they go almost over into the adjacent Matt Coach's area. And the referee stops him with 26 seconds left. Piers 25, Pequot Lakes Pine River Bacchus 15, already at 160 pounds. A forfeit and some quick falls. There's Kapsner using a snap down, and does he have two yet? He's almost there. Hooks the leg, got two. Kapsner, short time score there with under 10 seconds left. And Reese will end the period up 2-0 over the Road Crew's Tim Ryan. Ryan's going to get word from his bench to go on the feet. So both men start standing. Little hand fighting out there. There's a shot by Ryan. Couldn't get in on Reese. Reese blocks that. Forces Ryan to come back up high. 20 seconds into the second period. 2-0 lead for Reese Kapsner. Reese, the junior, carrying a fine 28-7 record. Ryan is 10-11. Reese couldn't get a single in as he shot in on the knee, but Ryan was too close to the boundary and able to step off and out of bounds. Oh, he shot, and Reese caught him and took him right to his back. And Reese with a big throw. And he's got the near fall. Boy, Reese. You'd think that he just, I won't say guess, but a knowledgeable guess. He felt that coming because that's the same shot that Ryan had been taking. And Reese timed it. He just threw that underhook in and torqued his upper body. And Ryan went right to his back. And now he is trying to bridge up with about 50 seconds left. Reese off to the right chest side. His legs, and there's the slap of the mat, and there's the big throw by Reese Kapsner. With 45 seconds left in period two, Kapsner with the fall, and the Pioneers lead it 31-15.
Hi, I'm Dave Fisher with RE/MAX Central, reminding you that I can handle all of your real estate needs, whether it be residential property, commercial property, lakeshore property, or hunting land. Whether you're buying or selling, I will get the job done for you. Give me, Dave Fisher, a call at 320-232-7771 or check out my website at www.davefisher.com. Let me work for you 24/7, 365.
All right, Jalen Jansen is out there now at 170 pounds, and he's got a quick takedown. And then the escape. That's Jalen's favorite way to go to work. Takedown, escape, and just work you. And trying to see the number. Four two lead for Jalen. 13, I think this is David Shepard, I believe. Jalen elevates, gets the takedown again, cuts him loose. Piers up now. In the duel, 31-15 on Pequot Lakes, closing in on the semis. There's a throw over on the edge and out of bounds. I think that's number 13, which would be David Shepard. He's just an alternate listed as a 4-2 record. Jalen, takedown. Nope. Now he's got his arm right in the armpit, and he jumps over the top and right to a press in the fall. Jansen with a good, quick move. And that's a first period fall for Jalen with 57 seconds left. And it's now Piers 37, Pequot Lakes, Pine River Bacchus 15.
The Piers Pioneers have built a solid foundation of excellence with hard work, teamwork, and dedication to their craft. To help you get your foundation off to a solid start, contact Gertz Concrete in Piers. With a wide range of services available like sidewalks, driveways, garage floors, patios, steps, and so much more. Contact Darren or Calvin today to get started at 320-360-2212. Gertz Concrete wants to say good luck, Pioneer.
Speaking of Gertz's, here's Luke Gertz, Darren and Denise's son. He's got a quick takedown here as he's looking to seal the deal here. Here's any kind of win from Luke, and it's wrapped up. And Luke trying to run this around. Luke is going to spin this and tilt his man up. And Gertz close to a fall here, just 35 seconds into the match. Luke, he's got that chin elevated, the head up. Referee is down on his belly. He was ready to slap. He twitched. He had raised the hand and then didn't bring it down. Luke still pressing down. I believe this is Keenan Dahl. Gertz still working. He's pinning that left arm down. Dahl just heaved himself up and shoved Luke off him to get out of that. So it's 7-1 as they're both back on their feet now. Good power by Dahl. But Luke almost had him stuck there. Still 38 seconds left in the first period. There's two more for Luke as he's able to go take down here, turn him, get another count going. Dahl twisting, trying to get at least back to his chest to the mat. There go two near fall up. 20 seconds left, and then they go out of bounds. So it's an 11-2 lead for Luke Gertz. 20 seconds left in an action-packed first. Gertz riding here. 15 seconds left. Pioneers leading over Pequot Lakes. Pine River back is 37-15. Detroit Lakes looks like they will be the semifinal opponent. There's the end of the period. Gertz up 11-2. Dahl overlooking to his coach, wants to go on his feet. No, he's going to choose up. Luke will be down here. So Gertz gets down on the mat. And the start. Luke right to a Granby almost. He started it. He's got the leg. Here comes a roll. Luke hits the Granby for two. And it's 13-2. And I'm going to predict this is going to turn into a headlock fall. Luke trying to fight that arm free. Dahl, he senses it coming. Now Luke is coming. There it is. There's the stick for Luke Gertz, and Pierce is headed to the semifinals. With a minute 33 to go in the second, the Granby into a fall, and the Pioneers have locked up their quarters. It's 43-15.
Hi, this is Sarah from Design Electronics Radio Shack, your Verizon authorized wireless retailer. Do you cringe at the thought of going through the process of getting a new phone? When you buy your new Verizon phone from us, we do all that we can to make sure that the experience is the best you've ever had. We verify you're on the right plan, we sell you what you want, and we take the time to transfer your content from your old phone whenever possible. For the superior customer service you deserve, visit us at Design Electronics Radio Shack on the east side of Little Falls.
195 pounds. That brings us to Carson Hall's spot in the lineup. And for the road crew, see what number comes up. Again, they've got laminated little placards with numbers on them laying right down on the mat. That looks like a 16, which would be Josh Pettit. From up here, it looks like a 16. Piers leading and have wrapped it up. They're up 43-15. Hulls and Pettit here at 195. Pettit trying to drive in. If this is Pettit, he's a sophomore, 25-14. Carson is a junior, 29-5. This should be a pretty good matchup. 110 to go, first period. Hulls and Pettit. Here's Carson shooting, couldn't get in to finish. And they go out over on the road crew side of the mat. like Jacob Gottfald is up next. And then Jonathan Christensen. Pettit. Elbow tie up now. Trying to pull down and sag down on that wrist. Get Carson off balance. That's tough to do. Carson's very good balance. And he's able to push Pettit away. Carson again goes down. There's a stall called on Pettit. Stall call against the Pequot Lakes wrestler. 20 seconds left. Carson keeping up the aggression, stepping into his opponent. They're right in the middle. Both guys hooked up with an underhook. Just leaning on each other with 8 seconds. There's a shot in single. Switching to a double. Hulls. Hulls able to get control. Get two with 3 seconds left. Hulls scores a takedown as the period ends. Hulls scoring to make it 2-0 after a period. Using his quickness to get the job done, Carson Hulls, and he'll start in the down position here in period number two. Looks like Purim's match is over. The top seed Yellow Jackets over United Clay Becker. Here's Carson elevating on the leg. So he's got the escape. He's up 3-0. Got a takedown, so it's 5-0 now for Hulls. Kind of an awkward hold. Now he switches to more a conventional ride here. It's kind of all arm looking for any opening and leg thrown in, and now he's on the right hip. Trying to pull Pettit back and over. 1:18 to go. Hulls up 5-0 here in the second period. Peers up in the duel 43-15. Three of the four mats in Class A, Section 8, are done. Hulls still breaking down Pettit. 1 minute to go. Crawling up the chest a little bit. Carson. Well, he almost had a turn there. Pettit squared himself again. 50 to go. Hulls has a cradle. Crank it over, Carson. He's got the head. He's got the near side cradle. Hulls turning. Referee getting close down to a knee. Carson still with that cradle in. He can't quite tilt it, though. Good job by Pettit to hold on. He's got the leg of Carson. It's kind of using it as a break almost. Carson still in on that near side cradle, though. 22 seconds left. Trying to run that around. Now the leg is free. That means Carson's got the leverage to tilt, and here it comes. A near fall coming for Carson Hulls. 10 seconds. Can he finish here? There it is. A fall. Second period with 7 seconds left. Hulls got that arm free from behind his leg by Pettit, and that allowed him to turn the tilt and get Pettit on his back and finish him for the fall, and it's 49-15 Pioneers.
Premium Concrete LLC with owners Chris Young and Matt Seppelt are a full-service concrete company located in Pierce, and they've been recognized throughout Central Minnesota for premium service and quality work. To find out more about the services they provide, see their website at premiumconcretemn.com or give them a call at the office, 468-0309. That's 468-0309. Premium Concrete LLC says, good luck, Pioneers, and go Victory League.
Well, we get Mr. Daniel Hoffman on the mat for the Pioneers at 220. And his opponent from Pequot Lakes, number 19, that's Micah Reynolds, I think, or John Urseth. I can't see if that's an 18, Urseth. He's got Daniel on his back. So Hoffman making his varsity debut here, the eighth grader. Urseth, 25-9. So he's going to take one for the team here, Daniel. Hoffman able to get to the edge, but it's over there on a fall. 57 seconds left. Urseth with the fall. 49-21. with the heavyweights to come to finish off this duel in the quarterfinals.
Let me tell you who we are.
Pioneer Pride runs deep in our schools, in our homes, and throughout our community.
I value my family and friends. These relationships are important to me.
My parents are always there for me. We talk, and it really helps me get through those challenging times.
I love sports, whether it's from the cheering section, on the bench, or as a starting player.
With focus, determination, and teamwork, we earned the 2015 State Football Championship title.
Local businesses are so supportive of our student clubs, sports, and performing arts.
The Pierce community is very big-hearted.
We are proud to be Pioneers.
Funded by ONDCP.
Our last match, it's Micah Reynolds for the road crew, Jacob Gutfald for the Pioneers. Just underway, 20 seconds in, no score yet. Piers 49, Pequot Lakes, Pine River Bacchus, 21. There's two for Jacob on a takedown. He will try and finish this one off with his half. He's running the half, Nelson around left side. Now switches off to the right, cranks that over. Jacob with Micah Reynolds. Able to get back to his base, belly to the mat here, but Gottwald with still 70 seconds left in the first period here. Reynolds rolling, and now he reverses. And now Gottwald's right arm is being pulled back, and Jacob almost gave up a two count there. So it's 2-2 on the Reynolds reversal near the near side edge of the mat. Reynolds is a sophomore, record of 10-17. Gottwald is the junior at 11-20. The Perham Yellow Jackets laying on the mat watching the Pioneers. Actually, I think they're probably watching the Thief River Falls Dilworth match across the way. That's their next opponent, the one seed versus the 4-5 winner. Kitty corner. Now Jacob goes to work back on that power half. He got the takedown. He's up 5-2 now. So Jacob got the escape and then a takedown on the restart. And Reynolds will start down as they go out of bounds. Pierce 49, Pequot Lakes, Pine River Bacchus 21. When these two teams met in late December, it was 51-21. Here's Gottwald twirling him down for two. Locks in the half on the right side. Pushes down on the back of the head with his left forearm. Reynolds trying to bridge or kneel up. He does so. Jacob chops at the left elbow. 10 seconds remain in the first here. This will be our final match of this round. And then there would guess I would be a little bit of a break as the semis aren't scheduled until 2:30. Here's the end of the period. 7-3 lead for Jacob Gottwald at heavyweight. Here's the start of the second period now. On their feet, Micah Reynolds, Jacob Gottwald. Gottwald likes to just get kind of off to your side, twirl and throw and kind of whirlpool you down, and he does that again. He's got two more. 9-3, and he's trying to turn Micah Reynolds to his back. He does. Can he finish it and end the duel with a fall? He's pressing. Gottwald trying for a fall, and he gets it. Gottwald with a fall. 1:35 to go to end it. Second period. And the final score from Thief River Falls in the quarterfinals, number 3-seeded Pierce, 55. Number 6-seed, Pequot Lakes Pine River Bacchus, 21. Pierce is going to the 8AA semifinals as the teams meet to shake hands.
For excellent automotive work at great prices, call Jason Lashinsky at Lash's Auto Repair today. Bumper to bumper work plus suspension lift kits are his specialty. Give Lash's Auto Repair a call or check them out online at NapaAutoCare.com.
Unity Bank is banking built around you. Their UConnect Checking is a new bank account to keep you connected and lets you earn cash back when you use your debit card. No minimum balance required, and earn 5 cents per point of sale transaction up to $5 a month. Online banking, e-statements, and debit card required. Stop in and ask how you can easily sign up and start earning cash back. Unity Bank, local, reliable, strong, member FDIC. Go Pioneers!
Pierce Freedom Fest is back in 2018 for their 6th annual music festival, headlined by Montgomery Gentry. also featuring the Fabulous Armadillos, Confederate Railroad, and platinum-selling group Lone Star. Here's Freedom Fest is Saturday, July 14th at the Janola Ball Fields. General admission tickets are on sale now for just $40. And a limited number of VIP tickets are available for just $125. For more ticket and concert information, head to PierceFreedomFest.com.
Phelan Meats and Piers says, good luck, Pioneers. Phelan Meats is a full-service wild game processor with whole animal processing, sausage making, seasoning, and supplies with the highest quality and affordable service. A truly full-service meat market. See their flyer at phelan-meats.com for weekly specials and stop in on Main Street and Piers to view their wide range of high-quality products and hard-to-find items and find out about processing, party planning, and why not pick up a gift certificate or two. Open Monday through Saturday. Give them a call at 468-6666 or visit them on Facebook. Phelan Meets a Piers, supporting the Piers Pioneers.
Hi, this is Mitch from Becker Screen Printing and Design in Piers. We have been designing and creating quality custom garments for 11 years. We have combined our knowledge of the industry with friendly service and an eye for detail. We are here to help you every step of the way. Bring in your logo or have us design one for you. Becker Screen Printing and Design has a wide variety of clothing options and many different brands. We provide screen printing and embroidery on small orders such as parties and family reunions, as well as large orders for business events and other athletic organizations. My wife and I are active members of our community and are face-to-face with our clientele, which helps us serve you and our entire area better. Stop in or call Mitch or Brenda today at the clothesline and
maybe you're just beginning your journey into the world of home ownership, or perhaps you're at the stage in life where the kids have grown and gone and you're looking to downsize. Or maybe you're in need of a home remodeling project. Then Robert J. Funk Construction should be your first call. From the initial planning stages until the final nail is driven, you can be confident that Robert J. Funk Construction will be right there with you all the way. To get started, give them a call. Robert J. Funk Construction at 320-224-9761. That's 320-224-9761. Robert J. Funk Construction, a Pioneer sports booster.
Back at Ralph Engelstad Arena here in Thief River Falls, where the Pioneers are moving on to the semifinals in 8AA. They defeat Pequot Lakes Pine River Bacchus by a score of 55-21. And the semifinals scheduled for 2:30, so we'll have a bit of a break. Let the guys re-energize, rest. It's a mandatory 45-minute rest period. Detroit Lakes still going with their match. They are taking on United Clay Becker. Thief River Falls is in action right now against Dilworth Glendon Felton. That's the 4-5 seed. And Pura made quick work of number 9, Fergus Falls. So let's run through the scores here for the Pioneers. They win by fall for Trevor Reduns in the second period. Good turnaround. Trevor was down 4-0. Ended up with a fall over Riley Wilson to make it 6-0. That was the second period. Then Brandon Funk, 7-0 over Evan Coring. Make it 9-0. Jake Andrews received a forfeit to go up 15-0. Connor Tulinchek, a 9-2 win over Ross Bozer at 126, made it 15-3. Addison Harrington with a fall over Riley Hoskins made it 15-9. Austin Reduns with a 15-second fall at 138 to make it 21-9. Then Brandon Tamala worked a major over Harley Large, 9-0, 25-9. Then a fall for Peter Coring over Alex Barclay, 25-15. Reese Kapsner with a second period fall over Tim Ryan to make it 31-15. Jalen Jansen a first period fall over David Shepard to make it 37-15. Luke Gertz with a second period fall over Keenan Dahl made it 43-15. That was the clincher. Carson Hall's second period fall with 7 seconds left made it 49-15. Then John Ursath with a fall over Daniel Hoffman making his Pioneer varsity debut made it 49-21. And then Jacob Gottwald finished things off with a fall at heavyweight in the second. And that makes your final Piers 55, Pequot Lakes Pine River Bacchus 21. So third-seeded Piers into the semis as they now sit and wait and watch The Lakers of Detroit Lakes taking on United Clay Becker. They are on the kitty corner mat from where Piers was. It's an overtime win for United Clay over there. Trying to find where the score is on that match. The team score. ...68-9, it looks like, is the final. So Detroit Lakes has just won. And they will meet Piers at 2:30. No surprise at those two. The only match going on now in Double A in eight, in Section 8. Number 5, Dilworth Glendon Felton. And number 4, Thief River Falls. That's a 19-10 team score. Try and pick up on who is ahead. They're wrestling there at 152 pounds, so they got quite a ways to go yet in their match. They must have had some long individual matches or some blood time. But the Pioneers have won, we know that, 55-21 over Pequot Lakes Pine Rebaccas. They get the Lakers of Detroit Lakes in the semis at 2:30.
Are you in need of electrical work? If you are, the place to go is Wes Buckman Electric. Whitey Funk and Tom Milner have over 20 years of experience in the electrical field. So if you're remodeling or building something new, whether it's residential, commercial, or agricultural, call Whitey or Tom at 320-420-2742 or 320-420-7472. That's Wes Buckman Electric at 320-420-2742 or 320-420-7472. Wishing the Piers Pioneers the best of luck. Amp Fitness, located on Main Street in Piers, is a 24-hour access health club that has a lot to offer. They have a wide variety of weight machines, steppers, and stationary bikes that can help tone your whole body. Or if you're just looking to walk or run, they have many treadmills and ellipticals. Amp Fitness offers a variety of classes like Zumba, Silver Sneakers, and Ripped. They have memberships available for singles and family with military and senior discounts available. Work out in air-conditioned comfort on your own or take advantage of your own personal trainer. With lockers and showers available on site, call Amp Fitness at 468-7100 or see them online at ampfitnesspiers.com. Amp Fitness, supporting the Piers Pioneers. The Red Rooster in Genola is a local restaurant that offers big specials and flavors with a great breakfast, lunch, and dinner menu. Bologna Day is Wednesday starting at 11 a.m. Freshly made bologna from Thielen's Meat Market. And it's served with homemade buttered bread, brown beans, and horseradish. On Thursdays, it's bingo with progressive jackpots starting at 6 p.m. Live music on Friday and Saturday nights and meat raffles Saturday starting at 2 p.m. The Red Rooster in Genola, with food and events for all ages, supporting the Piers Pioneers.
All right, we're back here as the final 4-5 seed match in 8AA going on. Right now it's 19-16. I believe Dilworth is up on Thief. But that might be about to change. That guy, kid's got a good chin drop on the kid from Dilworth. They will, I'm told, wait until the 2:30 time, start time, advertised to begin the semis, as it'll be on the same mat, if I'm looking here. Yeah. Piers and Detroit Lakes will wrestle on the same mat that the Pioneers just wrestled on. Mat number 2 here in Thief River Falls at Ralph Engelstad Arena. And try and pick up this final match here in this Thief River Falls Dilworth Glendon Felton battle. This is the 160 pounders. The man from Thief River gets the 3 near fall. So Dilworth is ahead 19-16, but Thief River Falls, who is the number 4 seed, trying to gain the lead here. So we're going to take a break as the Pioneers rest up and get ready for a rematch with Detroit Lakes. Let's, before we do that, we'll take a break, come back, we'll run through what happened when these two teams met in Piers back in December. We'll do that next.
Are you in the building or remodeling mood but don't really know where to begin? Jason Gruber Construction specializes in new homes, siding, remodeling, and cabinets, kitchens, and countertops. Jason Gruber Construction has been in business for over 20 years. Contact Jason at 320-630-2849 or shoot him an email at jasongruber@yahoo.com. That's Jason Gruber Construction, proud supporter of the Piers Pioneers. Is your driveway or parking lot in rough shape? Are there unsightly cracks and potholes that need filling? Then you need to contact Mike Schaefer Seal Coating. A locally owned business in Piers, Mike Schaefer Seal Coating offers quality work at a reasonable price. Give Mike Schaefer Seal Coating a call at 320-630-7041. That's 320-630-7041. Get that driveway or parking lot of yours in tip-top shape with Mike Schaefer Seal Coating of Piers.
For excellent automotive work at great prices, call Jason Leshinsky at Lashes Auto Repair today. Bumper-to-bumper work plus suspension lift kits are his specialty. Give Lashes Auto Repair a call or check them out online at NapaAutoCare.com.
Hello, Piers fans. This is Sam Winchard. We'd like to take this time to thank all our supporters, which allows this event to be broadcasted. We have quality programs in our high school, and because of the support of our community and businesses, the quality of our programs will continue at a high level of performance and respect. We appreciate your continuing efforts in helping Piers High School be the best. As the winter sports seasons are coming to a close, we wish the teams good luck the rest of the way in the playoffs as they continue their quest for a state title. Also, good luck to the BPA members at state, the FFA teams at state, and the band and choirs at their sectionals. Congratulations to the robotic and dance teams on their seasons. Get involved in Piers Athletics, Music,
and... For building projects large and small, see the good people at Bob's Lumber and Supply in Piers. They offer computerized drafting and 3D design, material estimating, paint, hardware, and for those building projects, whether it's that new home you've been dreaming of, an addition, garage, ag buildings, or remodeling, Bob's Lumber and Supply in Piers should be your first stop. Visit their website at bobslumber.com. Bob's Lumber and Supply says, Go Pioneers! Hello, all you local farmers. If your grain is becoming a pain lately, don't be scared to call the doctor. That is, DR Trucking of Piers, doing all types of grain hauling to local co-ops and elevators, and also to the Twin Cities and Mankato. DR Trucking has very reasonable rates and on-time delivery. So don't be scared. Remember to call DR Trucking for all your hauling needs. 320-630-6340. DR Trucking. Dan Rushlow, owner, supporting the Piers Pioneers. Sarah Backhoe and Gravel in Piers is a proud supporter of the Piers Pioneers. Sarah Backhoe and Gravel is your excavating contractor, and they also do sewer and water, basements, fill material, wash sand, black dirt, and gravel. Call them today to get started. Their number is 468-2626. That's 468-2626. Sarah Backhoe and Gravel in Piers, supporting the Piers Pioneers.
Back at Ralph Engelstad Arena here in Thief River Falls as we get ready for the 2:30 semifinal in AAA between second-seeded Detroit Lakes, third-seeded Piers. Perham is into the semis, the number one-seeded Yellow Jackets, yet to know who they will face. Four-seed Thief River Falls or fifth-seed Dilworth Glendon Felton. Thief has just gone ahead 22-19. And they're wrestling in their 170-pound match. Piers and Detroit Lakes have met this year. They did it in Piers at a quad. It's December 21st. DL won that one, 54-21, a 33-point difference. Cade Jackson, a pin over Trevor Reduns. Brody Uliott, a pin over Ross Bozer at 113. Blaine Henderson, a 3-1 decision over Brandon Funk. Piers got their first win. Jake Andries by injury default at 126 over Brad Swears. Blake Weber then won by fall over Riley Hoskins. Peyton Jackson had a fall at 138 over Frank Tomberlin, who was in the lineup at that point at 138, 27-6. Pierce was open at 145. Fabian Greer, a 5-1 win over Brandon Tamal at 152. That made it 36-6. Reese Kapsner won by fall over Brennan Sather to make it 36-12. But then Austin Baker pinned Alex Barclay. Noah Olds pinned John Brisk at 182 to make it 48-12. Carson Halls was a 10-3 winner over Jordan Skadsom at 195. Piers got their final win from Luke Gertz, a fall at the 220 match over Andrew Annette, make it 48-21. Charles Barnett with a fall over Jacob Gottwald to make the final 54-21. Obviously, a lot has changed in the Pioneer lineup since December 21st. We'll see what the lineup looks like for the Lakers when those two teams meet in the Section 8 AA semifinals. That's coming up at 2:30 from Ralph Engelstad Arena here in Thief River Falls, Minnesota. So come back in about 35 minutes, and we'll have that for you. Piers is on to the semis. They have won over Pequot Lakes, Pine River Bacchus at final 55-21. And for Detroit Lakes, 68-9 over United Clay Becker in their quarterfinals, the number 7 seed. So we'll see you shortly before 2:30 for our next round, the semifinals on You Are There Sports.